Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And that's your game. Anderson throws it up from midcourt. It went in. And boy, Andy Nagy is hearing it from Steve Kerr.
Yeah, he is.
That's as demonstrative as we've seen the coach in a long, long time.
Yeah, he is not
No,
is he going after him again?
He is going.
He is going after him again.
He is pointing at Andy Nagy, Bill Kennedy, and Brian Forte. They need to get him out of there.
I'll be heading to the locker room after the game, so I'm going to find out what the heck that was all about.
Wow.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert postgame here on 95.7 The Game after Steve Kerr just kind of made a beeline for half court as the final buzzer sounded, and he let the officiating crew tonight have a piece of his mind. And Tom Tolbert asking, you know, I'm going to try to figure out what that was all about. It was just about the flow of the game in the second half. And obviously, some of it has to do with, you know, players and committing some fouls and you know, just the way that the game flowed. But a lot of that has to do with how a crew decides to call a game of basketball. And Steve Kerr is a basketball purist. I don't know how many times I've heard him talk about, like, the act of reviewing calls, like the challenge, which he's actually been really good at so far this year. By the way, 2-0 on challenges tonight. He's now 7-2 on challenges this year, which is kind of like a change. Generally, he hasn't been the best in terms of the calls that he challenges. He hasn't been great at getting them overturned. So far this year, he's been awesome, 7-2. But he has said on multiple occasions, I would do away with replay review entirely. Just get the game going. Let's throw the ball in and let's play ball. So the way that this second half went, like, I think it almost serves as like a personal affront to Steve Kerr, because I mean, the guy just loves the game of basketball so much, and that second half was not basketball. So I understand why Steve Kerr was as frustrated as he was. It was one of the tougher halves of basketball that I've watched in quite a while. Now, with that said, the Warriors got a win. And I think tonight, honestly, coming into this game, this is how I felt. And I was talking with one of the employees at our sister station, KCBS, in the office earlier today in downtown San Francisco. Shout out to Randy at KCBS. And we were talking about how this game tonight is a game the Warriors would have lost last year, right? Because the Warriors, on the road trip, 4-1, awesome wins in Boston and Oklahoma City. Then you return home. You're on the emotional high of upending Klay and the Mavericks and Klay's return to Chase Center. You get that win. Steph Curry screaming at the TNT camera for an extended period of time. You have 2 days off leading up to this game, and Memphis is without Ja Morant, right? Like, you've got everything going in your direction. The Warriors have not felt this good in a really long time, and Memphis is dealing with injuries. And if you were listening to Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, and Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Grizzlies, who stopped by for a quick visit, Walnut Creek native, you heard him say, well, you know, this is the first game they had Desmond Bane back, and he wasn't even in the starting lineup, and they're working on chemistry with all these units. Like, the Warriors had almost every conceivable advantage you could possibly have going into this basketball game. And yet the Warriors, even considering all of that, the Warriors had lost a game like this one like 8 different times last year. Like, how many times did we say here on Warriors Wrap-Up last year, this is a game the Warriors probably should have won? They had X, Y, and Z going for them, and they squandered it. They gave this one away. Like, this is a game the Warriors would have lost last year. And while the second half was incredibly ugly and frustrating to watch for the majority of those 24 second half minutes, you got the win. And ultimately, that's what matters. Last year, the Warriors were 21-20 at home. 21-20 at home last year. They're 4-1 at home so far this year. They're 10-2 on the season, and they're 2-0 in the group stage of the NBA Cup at this point. They're just checking off box after box after box. So if we're looking for like an area of growth for the Warriors from year to year, and it's kind of odd to talk about that for a team that is as veteran as this team is, with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Kevon Looney and Andrew Wiggins, right? And even Buddy Hield, who's a veteran, and Kyle Anderson, who's a veteran, and did I mention Andrew Wiggins, who's up there? Gary Payton II, a veteran. Like, you got all these experienced guys. So it's kind of odd to be talking about growth, you know, from 1 year to the next. But where this Warriors team has grown is, and I saw this on the Xfinity Mobile text line, or pardon me, the Comcast Business text line during Warriors Live earlier today. I can't scroll back and find it. There's too many messages burying it. But how tonight was felt like a trap game. And that's what got the Warriors so many times last year, right? You finally feel like they're taking steps in the right direction. They're building all this momentum, right? And then they just kind of drop an inexplicable game to a team that's dealing with injuries on the Warriors' home court. And suddenly all that momentum they were building is just suddenly gone. And then you kind of have to start from, you know, square one again, and try to build that momentum organically again. And that's what made last year, I think, so frustrating for so many Warrior fans, was because you saw it in spurts, and you beat some teams that maybe, you know, you shouldn't have potentially, but then you get a game where you feel like you should win, and you kind of inexplicably lost it. So I think where we're seeing some growth from the Warriors, one of the areas, because we're seeing it in other areas as well, but one of the areas was tonight, and the Warriors just simply taking care of business against, you know, it was a nationally televised game on ESPN, but this wasn't, you know, the game that every basketball fan across the nation had their eyes on, like Tuesday when Klay and the Mavs were in town was. Like, this was kind of a sleepy Friday night game, and those were the kinds of environments and the kinds of games that got the Warriors in trouble last year, and they did not let that happen tonight. And that's it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
A major step in the right direction. The Warriors win this game 123-118. I'd be remiss to not bring up this play. I think we saw the play of the season for the Golden State Warriors and maybe across the entire NBA. The Brandon Podziemski assist to Jonathan Kuminga on the fast break in the second quarter, one of the more spectacular plays I've ever seen on a basketball court. So the Grizzlies have the ball in the half court. The Warriors double-teamed the ball handler. I forget who it was. It might have been Scottie Pippen Jr. in the right corner. It goes to Kennard along the right wing, back to the corner, a baseline drive, and then they tried to get it to a cutting Brandon Clark, like down from the free throw line, and the ball was deflected away, I believe, by Kyle Anderson. Actually, it was Kuminga who came in from the weak side. I'm watching the play as I speak. Kuminga came in from the weak side and poked it away towards the right wing, where Podziemski was in the general vicinity, but it got past him, bounced towards the Warriors' bench, and Podziemski, just a full-on sprint towards the sideline, saves the ball, barely staying in bounds with his right foot as he leaps into the air to grab the ball. And then as this is all happening, Kuminga, who got the deflection, just immediately starts racing down the court the other way, and Podziemski blindly, it seemed blindly, I'm like kind of trying to watch it frame by frame if he ever got his head around to see if anybody was running. It does not look like he did. Maybe he saw something out of his periphery, but he blindly whips the ball around his back with his left hand and throws a strike down court to Jonathan Kuminga. And we're talking about like 40 feet, the pass behind the back, blind from Podziemski, down the court, one hop to Jonathan Kuminga for a dunk. That was the best play of the Warriors season and maybe the best play across the entire NBA. And you know what? I'm sure Tim Roy nailed the call. Let's hear how it sounded earlier tonight on 95.7 The Game. Here is that play I'm talking about.
Back to Wells. Baseline stops. Pass in the lane. Too hard off of Clark. Saved by Podziemski. A beautiful pass to Kuminga. He went behind the back going out of bounds and led Kuminga right to the rim. How did he do that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tim. I do not know how Brandon Podziemski did that. I think he was just thinking, well, I'm gonna save this as far away from where I am as possible because it's off the Warriors. There's no harm in trying to go for it. It's not like it was off of Memphis, and if he let it go out of bounds, it was going to be a turnover. But you also don't – I know it wasn't under your own basket, but you don't really want to save it and just give it to a Grizzly when they're in their offensive half of the floor and you are out of bounds and like crashing into the first row of seats, because then the opponent has the advantage, right? They got a 5-on-4. And really, they would have had like a 5-on-2 because both Kuminga and Moody were sprinting down the floor the other way. So if Podziemski just kind of like taps it back in and Memphis grabs it, they probably get an easy bucket, or at least they get an open three and maybe they make it. And that's kind of an unfortunate swing. So Podziemski probably just thought, I'm going to save it to the other half of the court. Maybe I got a guy down there, but worst case, either it goes out of bounds and it's Memphis ball, which it would have been anyway, or Memphis recovers it in the backcourt, but we are able to get all of our defense back in position and we're not in a bad spot. So that's probably what it was, but it turned out to be one of the most incredible plays I've seen in the NBA so far this year. A blind, behind-the-back save as he's running and then sprinting and then jumping out of bounds on the baseline and perfectly leads Jonathan Kuminga down the court. A one-hop seat. Like, it could not have been placed any better, and it needed to be pretty darn perfect because Jaren Jackson Jr., DPOY in the NBA 2 seasons ago, like, was pretty close to Kuminga and almost got up to contest that. So it had to be perfect, and it was. One of the more incredible basketball plays I've seen in a really long time. Maybe it was more coincidence than anything else just because Pajemski happened to save it to where Kuminga was running to, but I'd like to believe there was a little bit of, rhythm there and a little bit of chemistry between Pajemski and Kuminga. I mean, Pajemski got the deflection, immediately started running, and Pajemski made the right decision. I'm going to save it on the other half of the court, and maybe something good happens, and something good definitely happened. That was an awesome, awesome basketball play by Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga earlier today. Other things that stood out to me in this basketball game, it's Warriors wrap-up again here on 95.7 The Game. The Warriors 123, Grizzlies 118. The game really was not that close. The Warriors led wire to wire after a relatively slow beginning to this game. They got down early, ultimately led by 1 after the first quarter, led by 7 at halftime. That lead ballooned all the way up to 15 going into the fourth. They led by as many as 24. Final score is 123-118, so a margin of 5, but the game really was not that close. It was never in doubt in the fourth quarter. The Warriors maybe took their foot off the gas pedal a little bit, but it was also a moment where you could really never consistently get your foot on the pedal at all. Because of all the whistles and all the stoppages in the second half, but ultimately a nice win for the Warriors. Draymond Green is having a career year shooting the basketball. He made 3 more threes tonight, 3 for 7 from downtown. Draymond Green was, and how about this as a statistic for you? Draymond Green has now made 2 or more three-pointers in 4 straight games, which ties his career best streak. The last time he'd done it before this current streak, again, 2 or more threes in 4 straight games, you got to go back to late December 2019. So we're talking about the 2019-2020 season, and that was the Warriors' season from hell, where you had Klay Thompson did not play the whole year because of his injury. You had Steph Curry, fracturing a bone in his hand early in the season. Draymond Green was kind of in and out of the lineup. So the fact that he made 2-plus threes in 4 straight games during that season, kind of crazy. The only other time in his career he had done it was in early March of 2015, which was the first Warriors championship year. So Draymond Green, for the third time in his career, has made 2 or more threes in 4 straight games. But tonight, you also had the added fact that he made 3 threes, and with that and the Warriors' win tonight, the Golden State Warriors now, in Draymond Green's career, are 55-7 in the regular season when he makes 3 or more three-pointers in a game. 55-7 when he makes 3 or more threes in a game. He was 3 for 7 from downtown tonight. He was one of the reasons why the Warriors kind of ignited in the second quarter and they got going. Draymond made threes on consecutive possessions, added 1 more in the third quarter. 3 for 7 from downtown. And how about this? Entering tonight, Draymond Green, 45.7% from three-point range this year. That is his best single-season shooting percentage from three. His previous high, 39.5% just last year. So early returns on Draymond. Last year was not a fluke, and he's shooting better from downtown so far this year. And if he's up around 40%, teams are eventually going to stop daring him to shoot the open ones. They're going to have to think about getting out there and contesting. And when you have to go out and contest Draymond, that's when everything else opens up for the Warriors. So if he keeps up those shooting numbers, Look out, because the Warriors' offense is going to have another level that they can reach. That's what Draymond shooting the basketball can do for the Golden State Warriors. He was very good in this game as well. Draymond Green was. He did get ejected, two technicals in the final couple of minutes. This wasn't the normal Draymond stuff where you're worried about where his head's at or anything like that. This was just an incredibly ugly second half, marred by so many whistles. Again, if you're just joining us here on Warriors Wrap-Up, in the second half, there were 34 combined personal fouls in this one, 20 by the Warriors, 14 by the Grizzlies. There were also stoppages for reviews. There were stoppages for technical fouls. There was a lot of stoppages. 34 combined personal fouls and 49 combined free throws. The Grizzlies attempted 28 free throws in the second half of this basketball game. That would have been, for an entire game, tied for the second most free throw attempts a Warriors opponent has had in an entire game so far this year. The Blazers put up 30 game one this season, 30 free throw attempts. The only time the Warriors across an entire game this year have given up more than they gave up in just the second half tonight. And some of that, by no means is it all of it. Some of that is on the Warriors for committing a couple of, you know, maybe not the smartest fouls. You get into the bonus really early, and then it's just a parade to the line after that. But the officiating crew lost track of this game, and they kind of let it devolve into, as Steve Kerr said, again, quote, a parade to the free throw line. Steve Kerr saying the final quarter and a half specifically were, quote, disgusting, to the point where Steve Kerr said he felt bad for the fans. He stopped short of criticizing the officiating crew explicitly. I'm sure he's watching out for his bank account. He does not want to get fined, but he went right up to that mark. He called it disgusting. The flow of the game, I mean, it was ugly, and he's 100% right. That was a rough second half of basketball. He said multiple times, happy about the win. The Warriors got the win. They're 10-2. They're 2-0 in the cup. They have everything in front of them to get out of the group stage and get onto the knockout round. And you defended your home court, which is we've talked about so many times already this year. That's where the Warriors have to make the biggest jump from last year. They won just 21 home games last year. You play 41 every year. They won just 21 home games a year ago. They went 21-20. And this is historically during the Warriors, like the peak of the Warriors, and you know, it's seemingly still going on. This Warriors era, this great era of Warriors basketball, they have always been, when they've had good years, it's always been on the backs of an incredible home record. And last year made no sense because they were one of the best road teams in the league, but they were league average at home. And that's kind of reverse of what happened the year prior, 2 years ago, right? The Warriors were one of the best home teams in the league, and this isn't even the championship year. They were also one of the best home teams in the league the championship year. But 2 years ago, that was the 22-23 season, which was the Steph 50-burger in sack for Game 7. You lose in six to the Lakers in the second round. The Warriors were one of the best home teams in the league, and they were one of the worst road teams in the league. And then last year, it was kind of flip-flopped. Great on the road, league average at home. And then this year, so far, they've been, of course, very good, both home and away. They're now 10-2. They're 4-1 at home, and they're 6-1 on the road. A lot of steps in the right direction for this Warriors team so far this year. 888-957-9570. Mark Randy with you on Warriors Wrap Up here on 95.7 The Game as the Dubs knock off the Grizzlies 123-118. I can run through the NBA Cup and how this works for you really quick because I've mentioned it a number of times. The NBA Cup standings. Each conference is split into three groups. So you have West Group A, B, and C, East Group A, B, and C. Generally speaking, it's kind of just a random grouping of teams within a specific conference. The Warriors group is themselves, along with the Pelicans, the Mavericks, the Grizzlies, and the Nuggets. Every team in a single group plays each other once. So you play four group stage games. At the end of those group stage games, the team with the best record, and you might need a tiebreaker to do this. If it's a two-team tiebreaker, point differential comes in. If it's a three or more team tiebreaker, then you get to a point where you go head-to-head record versus the teams tied. But we don't need to go down that road. It's intricate, and it depends how many teams are tied and all that. So not going to go any further than that. Group winners, all six group winners, advance to the knockout stage. You can just think of it as the quarterfinals of a tournament, quarterfinals of a bracket. At that point, it's just win or go home, a single game, and you move on to the semis and then on to the final, and then, of course, you crown a champion. But that only gives you six of the eight quarterfinalists that you need. So each group champion, that's how you get the original six quarterfinalists, and then two at-large wild cards that are just the two best teams from non-group champions. So say the Warriors go undefeated and the Pelicans go 3-1. The only loss is to the Warriors. The Pelicans would have a great chance of advancing to the quarterfinals if they were to go 3-1 and the Warriors were to go 4-0. The Warriors would win the West Group C, and the Pelicans would have a decent shot at being a wild card team that does advance. And then at that point, once you get the field of eight, you've got your quarterfinalists. They match up against each other, just head-to-head, a win. Win and you move on to the semis. You loss, you lose, you're out. You win in the semis, of course, you're on to the finals. Last year it was Lakers and Pacers. Lakers won that. We'll see who gets it done so far. We'll see who gets it done this year. So far in West Group C, the Warriors are the only team that has played two group games. The Warriors are 2-0 with a point differential of 8. The Pelicans are 1-0 with a point differential of 7. The Mavericks are 0-1, point differential of negative 3. Grizzlies 0-1, differential negative 5. Nuggets 0-1, differential of negative 7. It was a big result for the Warriors in New Orleans today. If you are a fan that wants to see the Warriors advance in the NBA Cup, I think there is an interesting argument for maybe not wanting to go far in the Cup because you would have to play extra games. But essentially, if you do well in the tournament, In the NBA Cup, you're going to be doing well in the regular season because these games are still regular season games that count towards playoff seeding. But if you are interested in the Warriors winning the NBA Cup, I think you got a big result in New Orleans tonight. The Nuggets lose to the Pelicans by 7. That's why the Pelicans have the plus 7 point differential. The Nuggets have the minus 7 point differential. The big reason there, though, is Nikola Jokic did not play. He was out for personal reasons. We'll see if he is able to play in the Nuggets' next game. They have the Grizzlies in their next cup game. I was going to call it the in-season tournament. That's what it was last year. It's now the Emirates NBA Cup. But we'll see how that does play out. The Warriors in a week are in New Orleans for their third NBA Cup game. Then they're in Denver on December 3rd for the fourth and final group stage game for the Golden State Warriors. If you go 4-0, you win the group. If you're 3-1, you got a really good shot to win the group. And if you don't win the group at 3-1, you still could very well be one of those two wild card teams that advance to the quarterfinals as well. Okay, a couple minutes left here on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. As always, we do got to get to Crashing the Boards, which, as always, is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Crashing the Boards tonight for the Golden State Warriors. Kind of odd. This has happened a couple of times. I guess I could go a different way, a couple of different ways in this one. Maybe we could give out dual Crashing the Board honors tonight. And let's do that. Stephen Curry and Draymond Green, both with 8 rebounds for the Golden State Warriors tonight. Stephen Curry, 26 minutes, did not play in the fourth quarter. Fourth time that's happened this year in a game in which he has played. Fourth time he has not played in a fourth quarter. Three of them in wins. First game of the year in Portland. Second game of the year in Utah. Tonight against Memphis, and then, of course, the loss in Cleveland on that road trip, the Warriors' sole loss on that 4-1 trip when the game was over at halftime, essentially. He did not play in the fourth quarter of that game either, but he had 8 rebounds. Draymond Green also with 8 rebounds. Draymond Green was very good in this basketball game. As we talked about, made those three threes, 13 points, also those eight rebounds. Steph Curry, also 13 points, eight rebounds, five assists. Had four steals as well. Steph Curry was really good in this basketball game. So those two together, Steph Curry and Draymond Green, they get the honor of crashing the boards, which is, again, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Warriors tonight, paced by Buddy Hield, who had 18 points off the bench, 14 for Moses Moody off the bench as well. 14 in 16 minutes, he was shooting the ball well tonight. 3 for 5 from downtown was Moses Moody. He had 13 from three different starters. I mentioned both Steph and Draymond with 13. Andrew Wiggins also had 13 points. Brandon Pajemski, 11 points off the bench. I gave you the lock of the day. It was Pajemski making a three. He got that done for us. He scored 11 points off the bench. Then Trayce Jackson-Davis, 9 points. Lindy Waters, Jonathan Kuminga, and Kyle Anderson, all 8 points each. We will keep an eye out for Lindy Waters, the third, who hyperextended his left leg in the second quarter, limped back to the locker room under his own power, but did not return and was very quickly ruled out of this basketball game. He started tonight without D'Anthony Melton available, as he's dealing with a left ACL sprain. Lindy Waters hyperextended his left knee. We hope it's nothing serious. The Warriors very much like him, and he was off to a great start. He scored the Warriors' first 5 points in this basketball game, finished with 8 points in 10.5 minutes. He made two threes, almost three threes. His foot was on the line just barely for one of them. He was effective and efficient in his limited action. We certainly hope that he is okay, because the Warriors, they like him, and he was starting tonight. They could certainly use him going forward, especially without the services of D'Anthony Melton. Okay, that'll do it for Warriors wrap up tonight here on 95.7 The Game. Once again, the Dubs victorious, 123-118. The Warriors now 10-2 on the year, atop the Western Conference, along with the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are 10-2, and the Warriors 4-1 at home, and they're 2-0 in group play of the 2024 NBA Cup. How about that? The Warriors leading West Group C. All right, that'll do it for us tonight, live from Chase Center. Thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Mark Ranney, signing off. Shout out, as always, to Cam Williams behind the glass back in our downtown San Francisco studios. Also, Chris O'Connell for doing all the work behind the scenes as well tonight. Appreciate both those guys very much. And thank you so much for tuning in all night long here on Warriors Wrap Up. My name is Mark Ranney, signing off. I'll talk to you on Sunday for overtime Niners Seahawks at 1 o'clock. I'll talk to you around 4 o'clock or so for some Niner football post game. Maybe it's another win for the Niners. Certainly hope so in that regard. Until then, my name is Mark Ranney, signing off. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great night. I'll talk to you next time on 95.7 The Game.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.